Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It is now time for Noonday Prayer. I know I've been MIA for a couple weeks, but I am on. I've been talking to the
giving everybody time to come on in. Come on in for Noonday Prayer. Amen. I'm giving everybody a few more seconds to come on in.
Thank you.
Amen. I am on. I just had a drop on my line. So I'm just giving everybody a few more times, a few more seconds to come on in. Amen. 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 Today we're just going to talk about noonday prayer and how prayer is so important. People take prayer lightly, but saints, I am truly, truly, truly standing on the word of God and telling everyone prayer does change things. Amen. I don't care how it looked like. I don't care what it was. What it was yesterday or tomorrow, prayer does change things. You know, some people say, well, Pastor Zunja, well, I've been praying for 5 weeks and I haven't gotten a change. You got to continue on praying in season. You got to continue on praying in spite of. You got to continue on praying no matter how bad the situation looks. You have to continue on praying. Amen. So let us go in prayer today. Dear Heavenly Father, dear gracious Lord, Lord, we'd like to thank you for all that you have done, all of the things that you will do, all of the things that you have done in the past, that you will be doing in the future. Father God, we thank you for just keeping a roof over our head and food in our mouth right now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to be able to get a good night's rest right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you look on all of the sick and shut in right now, Father God. Father God, we also ask that not only do you look at the sick and shut in, but Father God, look down on our babies, our children right now, Father God. Everybody that's going through a problem or situation right now, Father God, we ask that you come into the midst of the situation and begin to heal those problems, help those problems right now, Father God. Father God, not only begin to help and heal right now, Father God, but begin to give deliverance to the brokenhearted right now, Father God. Strengthen them where they may be broken right now, Father God. Not only strengthen them, but Father, give them the faith of a mustard seed, that they know that they can go through no matter what the situation is, Father God. Father God, look at our school system right now, Father God, and begin to go in and help the teachers as they continue to teach our students right now, Father God. Not only look into the school system, but look into all of the school systems right now, Father God, and to the colleges right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, we ask that you go to the school that was in Michigan where the young man shot 4 students right now, Father God. Father God, help those parents that's dealing with the loss of their children right now, Father God. Father God, build the parents' heart. Give them some substance that will console their heart for the loss of their kids right now, Father God. And not only give them some substance to console their heart, but Father God, give them a spirit of forgiveness right now, Father God, that they do not hold any kind of hatred against this young man who took their kid's life right now, Father God. Father God, look down on the young man's parents right now, Father God, for the parents are now in jail and they're struggling to try to come to grips with what their son had done right now, Father God. Father, give the children of the faculties and the teachers and the principals understanding right now, Father God. But one of the young men who was the best friend of the football player, he said he did not understand why his friend was dead right now, Father God. Help these young people right now, Father God, whose heart is broken because of the loss of their friends from a gun violence right now, Father God. Father God, look down on people right now who have passed away with cancer right now, Father God. For we know cancer is an ugly thing, and it's not of you, Father God. And if there's anyone who's still surviving with cancer right now, Father God, Father God, we ask that you keep their body strong right now, Father God. Whatever chemo treatment that they're taking, Father God, we ask that you lift it right now in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. In your son's name, let the chemo bring no harm to their body, but help them get through the cancer treatments right now, Father God. Father God, look on anyone who's suffering with diabetes, high blood pressure, epilepsy, any type of strokes right now, Father God, lupus right now, Father God. We call them all out right now, Father God, even AIDS right now, Father God, even COVID right now, Father God. But we know all of these diseases are not of you, Father God, and that you never intended for man to be filled with these type of issues right now, Father God. So, Father God, we pray and we ask that you deliver anyone who's going through these issues right now, Father God. But, Father God, we know you are a God that will deliver us from all ailments right now, Father God, whether they be big or small right now, Father God. So, Father God, we stand on the word and we stand on your victory right now. We're claiming your victory right now in all of our situations when it comes to our health. Father God, I see a young woman right now, Father God. She has a cast on her right leg right now, Father God. I don't know if the leg is suffering a sprung or a fracture or a broken bone in general, Father God. That cast is on her right leg right now, Father God. She's worrying about how she's going to make it with her job being off with this cast because she has a job that she has to stand up right now, Father God. Father God, give her the strength to understand that she will not lose her job right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, let her understand that the doctor knows that she's gotten from her doctor will provide her with in keeping her job right now, Father God. Father God, I see a young mother right now. She's trying to figure out how she can feed her three-year-old. Praise Lord. She's trying to figure out how she can feed her three-year-old right now. Father God, let her be able to get herself some WIC. I see she has applied for the WIC program and has not received word yet, Father God. But Father God, give her the patience to hold on and let her know that her WIC program will come through right now, Father God, that her child will be able to be on the WIC program for food right now, Father God. Father God, as a matter of fact, not only with the WIC, let people who's on the government standards right now, Father God. Let them be able to have enough food on their table to feed their young ones right now, Father God. Let them have enough money to come in to keep the lights on and the water on right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you are a father that cares for your kids right now. For you said to your word for us to cast all of our cares on you, for you care for us, Father God. So we're going to stand on that word right now, Father God, and just cast every single care, every single problem, every single desire, every single hurt, every single pain, every single element on you right now, Father God. For we know you are a Father that cares for us and will be able to deliver us out of whatever issues or trials or tribulations that we may be suffering with right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our government system right now, Father God. Fix anything that's not right of you in the government system right now, Father God. Let the government system have a heart to restrain from wars though. Well, Father God, we know that there's wars and rumors of wars going on in the land right now, Father God. Father God, let our government, our president, our vice president, keep their mind and heart stayed on you so that they can make good decisions for the American people right now, Father God. Let inflation be able to turn backwards right now so that we can afford to continue on living in the land right now, Father God. For we know that food prices are going ricocheting. We know that house prices are ricocheting. We know that car prices are ricocheting. So let the inflation decrease in place of increase right now, Father God. Let American people be able to afford their homes and their cars and their apartments right now, Father God. Let the American people be able to afford food on their table right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that there's a big problem in the land right now, Father God. Father God, look even on our weather right now, Father God. For our weather is even crazy right now, Father God. Let no homeless people be stuck in the rain or the winter season right now, Father God. Keep a protective hedge over the homeless as well, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you look down on our weather system as well right now, Father God. Father God, I see a grandmother, 97 years old right now, Father God. She has fallen and broken her left hip right now, Father God. Father God, touch this woman right now and heal that hip right now, Father God. She is fearful of surgery right now, Father God. She's calling out on your name right now, Father. So touch this 97-year-old woman hip right now, Father God. We call it, we decree and we declare right now the victory that she has no surgery and those bones will be mended back together right now, Father God. Father God, I see an individual right now that's sitting on a street corner with a gun right now, Father God. Thinking of suicidal right now, Father God. Send your angel, disperse your angel around that individual with that gun right now, Father God. Let them know that no situation on this earth is worth taking their life for right now, Father God. Let them know that there's no situation on this earth is worth the situation of them dying and going to hell right now, Father God. Father God, disperse your angels and let that, your angels put their arms around this individual right now, Father God. And I see the street sign says Northwest 52nd Avenue is where this individual is sitting right now, Father God. Father God, in young person's heart right now, Father God. Let them be able to put that gun down and not take their life right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you go to all of the rehabilitation centers right now. Father God, touch everybody that's in the rehab centers and build their bodies up right now, Father God. Strengthen them right now, Father God. Father God, keep a protective head around all of our senior citizens and living assistance homes right now, Father God. Let no harm, danger, senior unseen come near our senior citizens right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, begin to renew the mind of these seniors right now in the senior living home right now, Father God. If there's any of them suffering with dementia or Alzheimer's right now, Father God, give them the memory to remember you if they don't remember anything else right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that our memory plays a big part in our life right now, Father God. Give them the strength and the joy to be able to remember their family members, their siblings right now, Father God. Give them the strength and remember their parents right now, Father God. For we know that the mind, once it starts functioning, Father God, that they will lose everything in their life. Comes to a journey of end right now, Father God. So touch the people that have Alzheimer's right now, dementia right now, Father God. Strengthen their minds to be able to remember right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, touch all of the people who still suffering with COVID right now, Father God. Strengthen their bodies right now. Heal their lungs right now, Father God. Not only heal their lungs, but heal their hearts. Heal the blood clots that's in their body right now, Father God. But we believe and trust on you right now, Father God, that these things can be done, Father God. And not only heal the COVID patients, but heal the children who have contacted COVID as well right now, Father God. Touch and heal them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, look down also on our situation with our servicemen right now, Father God. Any serviceman right now who's in the war right now or in transition to being transported home right now, Father God. Men right now who's working and fighting for the United States right now, Father God. Whether it be Air Force, Marine, Navy, Job Corps, Coast Guard, whatever it the any type of service right now, Father God. But Father God, we are grateful to have our servicemen who helps our nation stand strong right now, Father God. So touch each and every last one of their families right now, Father God. Give their families the safe haven that they are looking for when it comes to their individuals being out of the house in the war right now, Father God. And Father God, we're just so grateful and so humble right now, Father God, to be able to call on your name today right now, Father God, to be 6 feet above ground than 6 feet on the ground, underground right now, Father God. But Paul said, how can we give you praise if we're dead in our grave right now, Father God? So, Father God, we are very grateful and very humbled to be able to praise your name and give you the honor and give you the glory right now, Father God. But, Father, we know it was only by your divine hand that we could have salvation right now. For you gave us your only begotten Son, and God, we are so happy and so delighted to have your only begotten Son who hung on the cross for our sins right now, Father God. But Jesus paid for a sin that he did not owe, and we owe a sin that we could never pay for right now, Father God. So we thank you for making your Son a petition, a mediator between us and you so that we can have communication with you right now, Father God. Whether we can have a sweet commune with you right now, Father God. Look on all of our pastors and our bishops and archbishops and missionaries and deacons and deaconesses and evangelists right now, Father God, all of the churches right now, Father God, let the doors begin to open again to full function right now, Father God. Let the word of God be able to continue to flourish in the land right now, Father God. Let the word of God be able to penetrate every single person's heart right now, Father God, that they may walk in the newness and the righteousness and the fruit of the Spirit right now, Father God. And as we begin to prepare ourselves for the Christmas holiday, let us not look at the gifts of the Christmas trees or what the material thing represents right now, but let us focus on your Son, Jesus Christ, right now. As we begin to partake in the Christmas holidays, let us know that Jesus is the reason for the season right now, Father God. Let us focus on the Savior right now, Father God. Let us focus on the star, Bethlehem, right now, Father God. But, Father God, we know that there is no need to focus on the gifts because those are things that will not last. But we know that your Son, Jesus Christ, is the one thing that we should focus on right now, Father God. And not just at Christmas time, but on every single day. Our mind needs to stay on Jesus. Our mind needs to stay on you. So, Father, we ask this in your name because we believe and we trust in you right now, Father God. We claim victory over any issue that we're going through right now, Father God. We claim victory on anything that's broken right now that you repair it in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. So, Father God, as we begin to partake the rest of the day, Father God, we ask that you keep a safe hedge around each and every single one of us right now, Father God. Let us be strong and bold soldiers for the word of God, and let us not be weak or cowards when it comes to the word of God. Father God, we ask that you keep any harm or danger near our dwelling away from us right now, Father, seen or unseen right now, Father God, for we believe that whatever we say and do in the name of Jesus, that we will be in no harm's way right now, Father God. So, Father God, we give you honor. We give you glory. We praise your holy name right now, Father God, for all that you have done, all that you're going to do, and all that you're doing in the future right now, Father God. For anybody that's walking in life or poverty right now, Father God, touch those individuals so that they can have not just enough, but more than enough right now, Father God. For you said that if we are cheerful givers, you will be about our business right now, Father God. So, Father God, touch anyone who's walking in lack of poverty right now, Father God. Let them be able to have enough money to provide for their families right now, Father God. And we are going to call it victory on that situation as well right now, Father God. So, Father God, as we begin to close out our noonday prayer, we give you honor once again. We praise your holy name, Father God. Father God, and we ask that you keep a protective hedge as we begin to close out this year. But we know December is the last month of this year right now, Father God. So we ask that you begin to watch over each and every last one of us as we begin to go into the year of 2022 right now, Father God. And we give you honor. We give you thanks, Father God, because some of us didn't make it through 2021, and some of us didn't make it through 2020. But, Father God, we are about to make our journey through 2022. Father God, thank you for opening the doors for us, and thank you for closing the doors that need not have been open for us right now, Father God. But, Father God, we are just so grateful, honoring you for all that you are doing right now, Father God. For your hand has created the beauty right now, Father God. So, Father God, we are so grateful, and we give you so much of our life, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit right now that continues to guide and show us wisdom and knowledge and understanding. So, Father God, we give you the honor. We give you the glory in your holy name. Amen. Amen. Saints, please remember, it is very important that you come back on tonight at Restoration Ministry with Pastor Camilla, because let me tell you, if you're not attending Bible study, you are really missing out. You are really missing out. Bible study is so important to come to. Bible study is really, it's really important. I don't know how anybody cannot be in Bible study. Study is really important. It really is. It really is. So if you're not in Bible study, you're missing out. You're really missing out. It is important to be in Bible study. You know, even if you miss New Day prayer, you still have an opportunity to come Wednesday night to come to Bible study. And we're studying about things of nature of keeping a balance. Sister True is preaching on that. We're talking about the five ways of an evil and wicked heart. So we're preparing ourselves to go into 2022 so that if we run across any wicked individual, we run across anything that's not of God, we are prepared. We are putting on the full armor of God. We're learning how to put on our armor. It's like buying a military suit. You don't know where every badge go. You don't know where every plate go. You don't know where every strike go. But we are learning how to put on our armor of God right now so that we can be well equipped with the word of God and well prepared with our sword, and so that when we run across issues, we are incapable. We are capable, and we are prepared to accept whatever comes. So tonight, we got a dynamite Bible study. Sister True is going to be there. Pastor Camilla is going to be there. Sister Angela and myself, we're going to be talking about being balanced, being in balance, being in balance. Some of us are out of balance. Amen. So we're going to talk about being in balance. So please come back tonight at 9 o'clock. I promise you, this is a date you don't want to miss. And if there are any prayer requests, please get in touch with Pastor Camilla. I saw her online and then she disappeared. So I know she's tied up doing some business. But please come back tonight. Be on time at 9 o'clock. I promise you, 9 p.m. Eastern time, not California time, Eastern time. So y'all get online at 9 o'clock. And I promise you, it's going to be worth the while. Amen. So I pray that God bless each and every last one of you in your respective places, and that y'all go on and have a great afternoon. And we will see y'all guys back again tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless each and every last one of you. Amen.